Well, there's something to this. Obviously, these people with these blood types and these
Hello,
eye colors
and
are
welcome
either
to the
has either
delicious
something's taken them
recipe
or
with your
something is in
host,
there.
the Dell. Tonight, I have a menage a trois, two girls coming in with me there tonight. And as it is, it's the Dutch oven surprise. So I'd like to welcome the two girls joining me around there tonight. My other half, Laura Lee Potvin, who is part of the Angel Rock, and also Seraphine Hurley from Trip in the Void and many other shows, but I'll let them both tell you. Laura Lee, go first.
Okay, I'm on right after the Dell. I am live tonight with Vanessa Hogel. I am the host of the Angel Rock from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I co-host with my lovely bestie, my PIC partner in crime, Seraphine Hurley, Trip in the Void, same time, same place. So there you go, Sarah. Go ahead, post all. You can tell them all about your goodies. Yeah, my
And you
goodies.
get to talk on this channel too.
I know, right? I just, whew. Thank you. So on Monday, which is today, we already had the show Infinite Inquisition, which Laura Lee was kind enough to join me, which we usually do on the beginning of the month, and that is at 3 p.m. or 3 p.m. Central Time. And then tomorrow we have Tripping the Void at 9 p.m. Central Time with Laura Lee Podfin, my partner in crime and best friend, and I'm the co-host on Dr. John DeSalvo's Paranormal and Science Hour, which is on after me, which is at 5 p.m. Central on Mondays. So, yeah, thank you, Del.
Yes. So what we're gonna do there today is because well, I know what my girlfriend's doing, but for yourself there, what are you doing there in the States? How are things affecting you with this COVID-19 fiasco? Because that's a funny word that we learn there from
Justin.
somebody that we know.
Justin.
Yeah.
out here in Southwest Florida, where people think that we're not actually quarantined, we actually are quarantining here. I shelter in place for the most part, and following directions. The only reason I went out and took pictures and stuff is I did that from the comfort of the side of my car to the inside of my car. And then didn't get out of my car till I actually needed to go to the grocery store, and then went back home and sheltered in place. So life's been so, oh, so exciting. and I did see a new species of fly that I've never seen before while quarantining. So there's that. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. We're seeing that there's little changes happening. We don't know actually what the real news is going to be, but like Canadian Tire seems to be slowing down and not allowing people to be in there. And we're seeing that this social distancing, which they're pushing out there, is in effect for pretty much all stores. I've noticed that for the couple stores that I've gone to, there's tape on the floor 6 feet away. Have you noticed that as well, Laura and Sarah?
Well, I'll say yes, I have, because I do the bulk of the shopping, but I've also noticed that people are not respecting the distancing. I told you this. I came home from Walmart and I had this elderly lady behind me that had she was trying to ram me up the butt basically with her cart. And then because they're not using the plastic dividers when you're putting your groceries on the well, to pay for them. And I guess she didn't like that the guy wasn't pushing the button fast enough for my groceries to keep advancing. So she decided she was going to rearrange them herself and move them and put her filthy little paws all over them. And I don't mean it that rudely. It's just, you know that you're supposed to be social distancing. That means don't be putting your hands on my vegetables that go into my house and my house, our house. you know, that everybody's going to be eating. I don't know where she's been. So, yeah, it's things like that. How about you, Sarah? We talked a little bit about this on your show today.
Yeah, they've been social distancing. It was weird. Whole Foods was weird. Well, Whole Foods is weird anyway. You've got different classes of people that go in there, the hoity-toity dudes that think that they're all that, and they go in to buy their $18 kumquats or whatever, and just for prestige. And then you've got the people like myself who I'm going to get my vegetables because I'm allergic to everything. And so they don't get sprayed with pesticides as much as the stuff at the regular grocery store. At least I like to think so, because they don't make me break out as much anyway. And the fruit lasts longer for some reason, but I digress. People weren't really adhering to the 6-foot rule. Basically, I had an incident with a woman in her stroller that was almost an incident until I decided, you know what, I'm going to be the one that yields, because I'm going to be the adult here and show this woman who has no regard for her child, because they had no facial covers or anything like that. But that woman's looking at me like I'm going to do something to her child or something. It's like, dude, really?
Your face covered.
But I just went around and everything, and it all of the other stores are actually talking about only letting so many people in at a time into the store, and then you can only go certain places and then go about your business and get out. So
wow. Yeah. How you found with the USA compared to what Canada is? My friend's wife there had to go into Emerge, and everybody was figuring that it would be jam-packed, but it was actually empty.
Really?
And the other part is that I've noticed there, because I have a sort of a situation that it's not COVID-19, but I need to go see a specialist, and they're all closed.
Yeah, like veterinary clinics are closed. I mean, my sister's got her cat. I mean, you guys can understand this because you've gone through the gamut of animals who've been ill and passed away or needed to get services, and they're closing everything down. My sister's eldest cat has got cancer of the stomach, and they can't put her down. They've just got to let her be in agony because they're not servicing any animals unless they're like cut in half or something. And even then, it's got to be who you are or whatever. And there's no dental services. There's no, there's a lot of places here that aren't servicing anybody for any reason at all. And some of the local businesses have gone ahead and closed anyways, even though we're not on an order to close unnecessary businesses, or what's deemed an unnecessary business to be open, like a nail salon or whatever. A lot of them have already closed, hair services, things like that. But you can still get your oil changed. You can get your car serviced. You can go to the grocery store, but everything else is closed.
Yeah. What, how about you there, Laura? What have you noticed?
Well, talking to you, Sarah, and most of my friends are in the US, short of maybe New York, which, I mean, things are pretty bad there. But I think that we're getting a lot more stricter in Canada. Like you were talking about Canadian Tire. For those of you that don't know, yes, we're in Canada. Canadian Tire is basically the equivalent of kind of the Canadian Home Depot, though we do have a Home Depot. What had happened was the doll actually had a slip on the stairs, and there's metal on the edges of the stairs. So we said, you know, we should get some gripping tape for that. So we went looking, or I went looking, and this was on the weekend, because everything, they just closed another whole slew that were essential services now that have been closed as of midnight Saturday. And Canadian Tire, who you mentioned, had about 40 people. Home Depot had about 60 people outside. I'm thinking some of the stuff that's happening with us is even more strict. Like, I know people in the States, depending where you live, have had parks and things like that closed. But if you're out, the thing that really annoys me is we have a snitch line. And I said this on Sarah's show, I'm going to say it on yours. depending on who the person is, and we all know them, they're in their window and they're marking down every car that goes by and they know what's going on. It's like it's like tattletale paradise for them, I'm sure.
We had a neighbor like that where we just left. Mm-hmm. Mr. Matt Wilson, but I won't say that out loud.
Okay, yeah, no, but no. And the thing is I said, thank God we don't live in our old neighborhood, because I was saying this on Sarah's show today, that, you know, I'm sure when we moved here, you know, you get talking to your neighbors and whatever, and happened to mention a few things that happened, and we said we never bothered our neighbors, and I'm sure they'd be thinking, like any rational human being, in the back of their mind, like, sure you didn't, what were you doing? Nobody just bugs in one neighbor for no reason. Well, now they're realizing we've lived here a couple months, we don't bug anybody, we stay to ourselves. Like, so I'm so grateful we did move. So how have your neighbors been, Sarah?
Well, fortunately, I really don't see my neighbors except for here. Mm-hmm. Them, a lot of them have smaller kids, like elementary school aged, and they're going, the poor kids are going, like I said on my show, that they're those poor kids. And, you know, the kids aren't really social distancing. I mean, kids run in packs and they run around and goof around. My only concern is that they're playing in dangerous areas like the car park and stuff like that. And
they're running outside?
Yeah, they're outside running around together. Like, you know, like little kids do, they group up. I mean, there was like a whole horde of them the other day, like 15.
Wow,
that's 16.
That's almost like a spring break sort of stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're all, I would say the oldest one was probably maybe 12, 11 or 12. But my only, like I said, my only concern is you see them using their little blades on the, like in the verandas here, because there's stairwells. And it'd be great to roller skate through that, but then fall four stories, that would be bad. Or have a car back up into your kid because your kid's playing in the underground car park. That's bad.
Yeah, well, why that's what you have for being in an apartment building, right? That stuff is going on. So do you find that where you are that people are not taking this seriously and they don't worried about the space?
I think that it's probably about half and half here, where some people are taking it seriously and the other half are like, eh, you know, whatevers. But if you go out in the street really tells you the answer to those questions, because there's in the last few days there's hardly any cars on the road. And I've noticed in the parking lot down below me, that's not the underground car park, it's where everybody else parks, I guess their guests and people who have more than one car. There's a lot more cars that are home during the daytime now, but there's still cars that leave. So
they figure in that if they're hiding away in the car park there, that nobody's seeing them? So Big Brother can't see them?
Oh, Big Brother knows where you are.
We're talking about this, about what the movement is going towards with this snitch line, and then also with this 5G network that's coming into effect, that they're moving slowly towards, and then closed circuit cameras being everywhere where they can just follow everybody. And also what they were doing with tracking people's cell phones to find out where they were going around and being fined money for that. Have you seen that at all around that part of the southern U.S.?
Yes. Noticing that they've got chain link fence all around the beaches and everything. I took a bunch of pictures, as you guys saw, I posted. I didn't get a good picture of the chain link, but they're actually getting a regular chain link and putting it up at the beaches, which and there's spaces in between. So if you really were motivated, you could get through it. So I want to go one better with what you said, Dallin. What is it outside or in the sky or something in the atmosphere that they don't want us to either witness or be a part of, that they want us all sheltering in place and not outside? Besides bacteria.
I think the move is this is this Agenda 2030 that I've been talking about before is moving people into city centers and stuff like that. And what I said to Laura there a lot earlier there is about Southern Ontario and Northern Ontario are two totally different places. Period. Like you have a metropolis down there and you got Thunder Bay that's got about 100,000 people, right? And so they're making rules down in Southern Ontario that's got like a two to three million people in a city center, and Thunder Bay has about 100,000. So people going out to camp is a totally different aspect than people leaving Toronto, Southern Ontario, going to Muskoka. But they make all the rules for the rest of us. And I think this is what's going to end up happening is if you watched or listened to my show there a couple episodes ago about this Agenda 2030, about this moving and pushing people into areas and social scores and stuff like that, and watching people and reporting people, I think this is where we're heading.
My fear with this is, and we talk about this quite a bit, but like you said in the past, you even brought up about income tax from the war in 1918. It was only supposed to be a short-term thing. We're still paying it. So what happens when we lose these civil liberties or these rulings and stuff get put in? It's not going to be that easy to get rid of them, I don't think, because they're using so much fear and so much misdirection that people, like I talked a little bit about this on Sarah's show today, people don't know where to go, or people are sharing information. I was explaining about how I was like going from 0 to 100, getting so angry about misinformation when it came to healthcare. And I realized nobody was doing this to be malicious. I mean, we all think we're helping by sharing information, but we're not getting the right information. And then we just watched a video with Bill Gates. Like, let's talk about what Bill Gates said on there about his little equation about CO2 emissions equals people equals blah, blah, blah. He had four different things up there. And he goes, one of these is going to have to turn into a zero so that we can lower this equation. Why would you even put people in that equation? And then he's talking with better healthcare, with vaccines, with all kinds of things. We're really going to lower the population.
Is this him and his father were, eugenics people anyways, right? And you understand what eugenics is, right? Finding the best possible specimens to procreate and go forward.
He basically said that unless you were useful, let's look at decreasing people that aren't useful. It was basically mostly people and carbon dioxide in this equation that he had. So he said one of these is going to have to equal zero for this equation to bend, you know, mathematics, to equal zero. Yeah. Well, he was basically right out there saying, and folks, you can find this on YouTube, his latest talk, or how long ago was that talk? Like a year or so ago?
It's actually about 3 months ago. But
okay, I think it was sooner. That he's talking about this, getting rid of the population.
Yeah, well, that's a thing there, and that this is a person that's a billionaire that is actually producing vaccines, mm-hmm. and his company that he supports also dealt with this COVID disease that was in a lab, military mm-hmm. lab. And I know there's been a little bit of a talk about that he owns a patent on it. No, the company owns a patent on a coronavirus, not this one, because mm-hmm. this is what I was trying to tell you there too as well. It's like it's H1N1, H2N5, H6, and something. They can be all bought through whatever, who wants to own this stuff. But the thing is, was that this is a created type of virus. If you want to go further into that, it's not a natural thing that just sort of just happened.
No, and we know that it's creative, but to me, when you're talking about better healthcare, as you put it, in the way of vaccine creation and better management of fertility, should that not, maybe not better management of fertility, depending on what way you take it, but shouldn't that increase your population, not decrease it, if you've got better vaccines out there? That was scary. That was telling.
Bill Gates was already doing stuff with dealing with Planned Parenthood in Africa. That's his test area, and that's why he's so involved over there, and that's why he's dealing with the water and the fluoride and businesses. Like, you understand that the devil sometimes is the person that looks the best, and he's not actually a good guy. So what is he doing there? But he's being propagated and praised by Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, other demons that are out there that have social media cause. I don't know. Sarah, what do you think?
Sarah? Well, as much as the Bill Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates have done a lot for a lot of people, but you have to look back and see why they've done it and how much they've gained from doing what they've done. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about eugenics, Mr. Gates is one of those people that would be going down with the ship. I mean, he'd have to throw his own self into the chipper shredder. He may be a genius of this and that and the other thing, but he's also a patent thief. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you ever heard Steve Jobs speak before he passed away, those two did not like each other at all. And there's Steve Jobs did not. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you said patent thief, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That he has not made certain things to make himself a billionaire. He bought his way to being a billionaire and carefully kind of slithered up that little rung and to get to where he is at. And I've actually been part of some of the stuff that he has, or actually seen some of the stuff that has actually happened under the Gates Foundation. And it's under the guise that it's super good, but when you really think about it, is it really?
Yeah, well, there was a thing about 5 or 6 years ago with them dealing with the Chimera project from the Bill Gates Foundation from this medical facility that he funds, right? And if you look, I always play like the devil's advocate on everything and stuff like that. Is that why wouldn't you, if you have the money, why wouldn't you do something that benefits you? And you got to figure, is that why wouldn't he do something that benefits him? He doesn't care about the lower people. It's the same thing that works in politics. Government does not care about the little people. They don't. The people that go into government want to benefit them and their family and their business. They don't care about Joe Blow or Jane Doe down the street.
Yeah, that's generally the way it works. It's like, we got ours and now we don't give a crap whether or not you get yours. And it kind of stinks. And that's why I try to encourage people to think about the greater Earth humanity, is that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you live in North America, South America, Europe, Eastern Europe, you know, China, Japan, and other places, it doesn't, or BFE Antarctica, you are still a human, and you should be about humanity. It shouldn't be about the numbers and bailing banks out. Let's start feeding people and making sure that they have breathing air to breathe, and that they have doctors to help them breathe if they've got this stupid virus. And what about, you know, making sure people have proper care and food, because several weeks ago when we started to get locked down, do you realize there's parents out there who have little kids who got their last paycheck a couple of weeks ago and are running out of everything? What happens to them?
Yes, and this is the thing there too, is that me and Laura were just discussing this there today. There, we have a trailer that's sitting at a storage locker, and they're more concerned about getting their money because they know people aren't working, and they want to have that. And it's crazy. And there's been talk too about what is actually essential services, right? If is your electricity bill an essential service or not? If you don't pay your bill, do they cut you off? And this is a talk that's been through with those crazy main media news sites and also with independents too as well. What's going to happen and what is the repercussions when businesses that you subscribe to don't get your check at the beginning of the month or the end of the month, and you can't pay, and because they need their money and you need that stuff.
Yeah, right? That's my question. It's like, what's going to happen to these people? You know, like here, like if this is a upper scale condo leasing company that I live at. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's got to be people here. And I would bet you at least 50% of them either don't work from home, have no ability to work from home, and probably got their last paycheck. It's not cheap to live here. So what's going to happen to these people? They're not going to be able to pay rent. So if you've got little ones, what do? You feed your babies before you pay bills. So... Mm-hmm. And then the money runs out. What are you going to do? Live in your car until they repossess your car?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I've seen a lot of stuff on social media that collection agencies are just going nut bar trying to get money from people nonstop here in Canada. Yeah. Just like going and, hey, you owe something from 5 years ago. Give us some money now. And this is what they're doing. And
because people are dying. They're not going to get any money if people are dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's why they're trying to collect right now, right?
Yeah, why you've got to watch for scams. I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
you've got to watch for scammy people, too, now, is because people are calling or whatever saying that you owe this or that. And that's unfortunately, you're going to have people grabbing money where they can, even if it's underhanded. And, I mean, I've seen the tow truck in here to pop people's cars on the regular in this last week and a half.
That's sad.
It is.
And,
really
and
sad.
The thing is, like Del said, and he is right. And I was going to mention, you were reading my mind again there, Sarah. But first of all, I want to give a shout out. We got Debbie Schmoly in the chat room on YouTube.
Hey, so Debbie.
You should remind me, if you're listening to the Del and the Delicious Recipe on uprntalkradio.com, don't forget to join us on YouTube. That's United Public Radio's network's YouTube channel. We also got a live chat room here, so you can join in, be part of the discussion. I'm going to add a few of your comments here. Debbie. I'm just going to also add to what you guys said, that everybody needs their money, right? And I think in the long run, like I've been saying, I believe they were saying that Canada, and this is the main news, so you can't trust it, but they were saying that Canada was just over $1 billion was our deficit. But with what they're doing right now, and it's only a 4-month plan, we're going to $24-25 billion deficit. Never mind that our prime minister sent ventilators, sent masks, sent all kinds of stuff over to other people and money for aid.
$1 billion he sent out.
And, and it's foreign aid. And I guess he's expecting to get it back. But the thing is, what are you bringing back here to Canada? Never mind the fact that we get most of our... of us being up here, we're all up in the north in Canada. Our food comes, some of it from out west, some of it from southern Ontario, a lot from where the southern states are. And the issue is, we just found out, was watching our prime minister because he goes live every day. He's still bringing in foreign workers to help plant food and to help harvest. So what's going to happen? They're finding already they're getting pockets of COVID coming in. Most of the cases that we found in Canada have been from people that have come from other countries. That's how we've gotten it. So I want to add, Debbie said, Like China shut down the factories with their normal productions and made them all produce medical and other equipment for the virus situation. I was just going to add that, Debbie, you can't trust the mainstream news, because I'll tell you, they're not even being honest about deaths that are out there. I've even heard that apparently 21 million cell phone accounts, this is from somebody I had on as guest last week, are no
China stopped reporting what they were doing 3 weeks ago. What their accounts were. So if you go onto any of the site, there's also, it shows the USA is up at the top, and then Italy and all that stuff, and China's gone down to like number 6 or 7 on the list. But they stopped reporting 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So you have no idea. And the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all those things, they're just talking points of propaganda. They're like, they don't want to give you the real stuff.
China won't allow any information out of there. For example, I just seen an article in an independent news source, not from some of these sources Del mentioned, that the doctor that originally blew the whistle in China about this has gone missing. They don't know where she is. They didn't even here where we are, they don't want our healthcare professionals speaking to the media, telling them what's really going on. I mean, if you even see, so like I said, it's very sad. They knew this was coming. Look up event 201 in October 2019.
Who was part of that? That was Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. He sponsored that whole entire thing there, that event 201.
Well, you can't blame Debbie. This isn't Debbie's fault. Like, she has a good point here. She goes, I don't watch the news. She said, I heard that when I couldn't get coils for my vape, because the factory was currently making COVID stuff instead of vape coils. But then again, nobody's telling the truth. Like, I posted a video recently that somebody had shared with me for a nurse that had been disciplined in California. She's willing to work 16 hours a day. All she wanted was her N95 mask. And when now administration's telling a lot of healthcare professionals, well, the mask doesn't help anyways. They're telling you that because there's not enough masks. That's the only reason why. And she was disciplined for this. She went on Facebook. She didn't know she's going to lose her job or not. I don't know her. I haven't seen her post. So that was part of what I was talking about, this misinformation out there. And I don't think anybody's doing it to be malicious. I think, you know, they're being told that, so they're believing it, and so on and so forth. Same as this thing, for example, was going around that there's a voice message going on. Hey, guys. And it's talking about that if this came from an actual doctor, blah, 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 the people that are developing the coronavirus in age between, 35 to, say, 55, 60, all of them took Advil for fever. So don't take Advil. It's not true. And the stuff that we're saying, the Advil mutates the COVID virus into pneumonia. That's not how it works. Second of all, I don't know about you guys, you can't find Tylenol on the shelves now here. And I know that thing went viral. I must have got about at least from 12, 15 people alone. How about you, Seraphine? You got Tylenol on the shelves there, or acetaminophen? Because I know we don't up here. It's just next to impossible.
Actually, that was one of those items that mm-hmm. that they had on a whiteboard in front of Costco when I went to go pick up my medicine at the pharmacy. Wrote on the whiteboard what they did not have, and that Tylenol was one of them.
Motrin is here. Ibuprofen, no problem, because I think that video went viral. People were sharing it everywhere, and it's so crazy. That's what I'm saying.
What's funny is that there's been a shortage of butter, and it just happened exactly at the same time that this whole COVID fiasco there sort of happened, and it happened again a couple of years beforehand. Butter stopped being in production. So is there a conspiracy there with
a bunch of perverts buying up all the butter
and corona type viruses?
It's because all the cows are getting taken by aliens. I'm just joking. We know that doesn't.
It's utterly disgusting.
Right. Yeah, I know. You're.
Pun intended.
Well, actually, Debbie said Excedrin was pulled here like a week or two before the craziness started. Yeah, like I said, you can get, and I know it has to do with this video. It has to, because I've been to many different pharmacies looking for it, talked to a few other people in different countries, and whether you call it paracetamol or you call it acetaminophen or Tylenol, whatever, it's because people said, if you take Motrin or ibuprofen or Advil, they're all the same thing. You take that, it's going to mutate the virus into pneumonia. So now there's tons of it everywhere where you
go.
Well,
that's because of influenza back in 1918. But they told everybody to take aspirin, and then people got actually passed away from taking aspirin overload. So,
well, I said I could see if there was any correlation whatsoever, but I could not find anything in the medical journals or anything to support this. But yes, you're right. And that's why you don't give children, especially under the age of 12, ASA or baby aspirin. It's like, I'm sure you guys remember when you were little, what did your parents give you? There wasn't Tylenol, you had baby aspirin.
Yeah. Gave us a spanking or the belt.
No, they didn't. You were sick. Your mother's a nurse. Thing is, now you couldn't even find baby aspirin for the longest time. Now they'll use it if you're having, say, chest pain or suspected of having a heart attack or something. But the reason why is, and for those that I probably haven't mentioned, I'm also a registered nurse. So with the thing like ibuprofen, whether it's Advil, Motrin, ASA, aspirin, they're called an NSAID or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. So with aspirin, they don't see it as often with adults, but mostly with kids under the age of 12, if there is a syndrome you can develop called Rye syndrome that kids have died from. So that's why there's Tylenol. You can't give kids aspirin. Apparently Motrin's supposed to be okay. But that was the only reason why I thought maybe there could be some kind of correlation, maybe some kind of syndrome developed. But when I did some research, there was nothing. So again, people meaning well, sharing a video, it's going viral because people are looking for anything out there that they believe will stop them from getting ill.
Hey, Seraphine.
Yeah.
What have you been growing any plants?
Since Del pulled out his plants on your show.
I can neither confirm or deny. Oh, I was just
gonna... I just about choked.
Not to my recollection, Senator.
You better clarify the Dell about what plants you're talking about. Your greenhouse, he's been calling himself farmer in the Dell.
I really wish that I could do a little garden out here, but there's so many spiders and stuff out here because this is the subtropics, guys. So that
should be better.
Yeah, but there's lots of bugs that you don't want to get in your house.
You can still grow plants.
Yeah, like cactuses. I've got Fred outside.
Fred?
Oh, yeah.
Fred, yes. Fred the cactus.
I'll say that I've listened to a lot of different doctors on the internet and see what they say about stuff. But one thing they don't mention is the sun. The sun, vitamin D from the sun, just getting out a little bit, like not having kids down in a parking garage, but just go sit out in the sun on a chair. Yeah. You don't have to be worried about, social distance. You can sit on a lawn chair 6 to 10 feet away from somebody else, but just get some light vitamin D, all natural, that comes from the sun, that's free. That's not a prescription drug.
See, I've got a great idea for social distancing. You can cover yourself from head to toe in butter, and people will stay away from you. And carry around a sign that says free hugs.
Yeah.
I'm going to share what I shared on your show today, Sarah. Del, there was a friend of mine, she lives in Thunder Bay, and she's a nurse, and she put a post on Facebook that said, you know, if you want to help your doctors and nurses, the best thing you can do is stay home. And she said, on that note, when it comes to social distancing, I was in the store the other day. This guy, he might as well have had Velcro tape being so close to her. And he wasn't getting, like, she's trying to give him a side glance, like, dude, social distancing. So what does she end up doing? She whispers, I have lice all over my body and my house is full of bed bugs. And the guy goes, ew! She goes, heard that, did you? And he goes, yeah. She said, you wouldn't have if you were doing what you're supposed to with social distancing. So I'm using that next time I go out and have some elderly lady ramming me up the butt with the cart.
Yeah, that's it. That's even if the stores are open anymore, that's right? Because people are getting crazy, even with the parts with even what do we have there with delivery service? The guy that went and picked up our stuff with a bicycle. I told you this,
Sarah. With a what?
I told you this would happen with our we ordered from Uber Eats. Uh-huh. And it was for our youngest, McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. I ordered at 8:08. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting. And it showed he picked up on a bicycle our food. But then it kept showing that he was right in front of our house between 0 and 1 minute for like an hour and a half. Del walked up the street, down the street. We're texting him like, are you okay? Did something happen? Calling Uber Eats. Finally, Del, with his infinite wisdom, says, I'm going to call McDonald's and see if he came. So we get the manager, and the manager says, no, nobody would have been on a bike. That's against our rules for anybody to go through the drive-thru on a bike. And somebody goes, no, he came on a bike. So he goes, look, I'll call you back. So he calls us back, says the guy picked up our food 20 minutes later. Okay. He goes, I'm going to mark you in the book that you can just come and get free McDonald's anytime. I had to go pick it up as I'm on my way. Now, this is now 10:08 at night. I get a message from Uber Eats. Your driver can't deliver your food. Sorry. Where did it go?
Way to go, dingbat. Wow.
Never found out. I had to go pick it up anyways. So I should have just done it in the first place to stay home.
Why be a delivery driver if you're just going to say that you're not going to? And that person had every opportunity to say no, that they weren't going to do it.
It was just stealing food. That's what it was. I don't want to be racist about anything about this, but they were East Indian, and his message was another East Indian woman that said, hey, well, we can't help you, and this person can't be there to receive your message. And I'm going, this seems really planned out here. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to the person at McDonald's, they're like, this seemed a little odd to us. That's we don't usually do this, but because they're buying up everything around our area, all the stores, everything.
No, it is true. And again, we're not racist. I mean, Del's Métis. My ex-husband was Japanese. I mean, I'm not racist, neither is Del. But that has been happening. We didn't even know that we had a crossover from the U.S. called Rexit Road. It was beside this little town in Montreal. The RCMP were helping people, welcoming them, carrying their bags, and they were just walking in. No papers needed. They just finally closed that about, 2 weeks ago, Del?
About a week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, none of us in Canada knew about this because we're wondering, like, because our city is completely, like, everything getting bought up by, and nobody speaks English anymore or anything. And it was like you could understand if somebody was sponsored or something, but this
Walmart,
is like
Walmart, Arby's, McDonald's, everything.
All the chains, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Subway, but I get Mr. So we're, Sub.
So you know how it's like if you came over here or I came over there, or say somebody had a criminal record or something trying to cross it, you can't get in. They don't check anything at this place. You just walk in, keep coming. And none of us knew about this. We actually found out from an independent news source we were watching the other day.
Yeah, and that's the thing that America needs to think of too. And they're like, oh, that's so racist. It's like, But look what's happening in Australia and England and France. Mm-hmm. With they took in all these Syrian refugees, yeah, and stuff after
Raqqa came down. Nicole Kidman's dad. You want to go into that wormhole?
You got enough time? It's 9:53.
Oh. Well, I was just gonna say that people need to start thinking, because
eyes wide shut.
Wait, Sarah's talking.
I was gonna say that that's the royal we here, that Canadian citizens and American citizens, when you're born in Northern America on either side, that we have to prove where we are, where we've been, declare how much money we have, mm-hmm, and even your mother's maiden name on your forms. When you're an immigrant, it's fill in what you can. Mm-hmm. That's baloney right there.
Yeah, that what does Joe say? He says, we're Canada, we're just like the not appropriated state.
You guys are going to annex us.
Yeah,
you might as well come down and join the party.
Yeah, well,
damn hippy skippy, we're gonna annex you.
Well, there he is. I knew he was listening.
See?
yeah, that's what's gonna happen. And there's nothing wrong with helping people out that need help, but we got lots of people in our own countries that need help that aren't getting help. That's the sad part. That really is.
Well, this the whole part of everything that goes on here with North America, right? You have a color differentiation that wants reparations, but also you have a native population that was so brutally disproportioned and ruined, and nobody looks at them, right? So there's a whole bunch of different levels to everything.
Oh yeah, don't
right?
get me started on that.
Well, you know what it is, though.
No, I get really upset because you talk about reparations and you talk about the Indian nations that don't get, some of them don't even have running water or schools.
You're
that are
just
appropriate.
Read my mind. Yeah,
and you're going to ask me about reparations? Mm. We need to work on our First Nations first.
No, yeah.
Hey, do you want to know about welfare slaughters that happened when the Pinta and the Santa Maria came over there, where they ran people off a cliff? Mm-hmm. Like, this is just crazy military crap that happened, but they don't teach you this in school, or they just gloss over it. And
they don't teach it anymore.
You understand? This is a big thing about my channel anyways. This is about history being whitewashed or washed over or whatever, that nothing is being done, because you got these SJW groups there that would say, hey, well, you can't talk about that anymore. But when you hide history, you hide knowledge, and you don't learn to go to the future.
Or you don't learn from your previous mistakes either. You keep repeating the same mistakes over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
It's just, if it's not white and waspy, it's not right. Basically.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just saying what everybody's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the way it goes.
Debbie just said the Timucan tribe that was here where I live is no longer around. I think that goes for a lot. And the reason why I was thinking about the water, it came up in my memories. I posted this last year of all the reserves that have not had water. And mm-hmm. Look, we're talking 20 years, 30 years. They have to have water delivered. Yeah, we don't know.
Because of fracking, their water's poisoned.
Hey, well, that was a point that I made 2 years ago with the part with the... It said, well, why don't you use a military that's not doing anything and has all this equipment and put in a water station or something like that, right? It's something they do. It's just called Army.
Up here where they do training.
And or Army maneuvers. And, like, they could just do that, right? But they can build bridges. And it's all just training. But they don't want to go and deal with that stuff. And, like, oh, geez, don't even want to talk about Detroit with their water system, what's been done there. But Like that, that's just crazy. That's infrastructure that's not being dealt with. And where you left that now, right? When you're good, go give away money, black budget,